You all right, pal?
Sending it over to UK correspondent.
Bloody fucking hell. It's one of those.
You British.
You fucker, wasting my Pepsi.
Are you wasting it? Drink it. That's what we do here in North America. I don't know
Was
how you
drinking
do
it,
things in the
and he
United
made me
Kingdom.
fucking laugh, and it's now all over my laptop.
Yeah, we drink our soft drinks here.
Oh, drink my ass.
Hot
Are we
start.
recording? Oh,
Oh, yeah, you
well, this is
record.
all this is all still in the show.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Billy's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hot Tag!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Got idea. My name is Mike. UK Tom is having a blast over here on a nice little WrestleMania season podcast. It's the In My House Pod, fellas. As everyone can hear, having a grand old time today.
Heck of a start. Drink my ass, he says.
I invite you all to drink my ass.
I better be careful. I'd hate to spill that all over my laptop.
Well, that'd be harder to clean up, that's for sure.
Oof. Hot start.
Yeah,
hot
leave
start,
all that guys. Audio in.
Oh, yeah. No edits in this podcast.
You cut that Jey Uso stuff, right? That didn't make it, I hope.
Yeah, that stayed in the cave.
That'll be heat.
Yeah. They don't fucking listen. It's so awesome right now knowing that WrestleMania is next week. Guys, WrestleMania is next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're right in the thick of things. As everyone heard, we did the emergency podcast after SmackDown last week, talking about Kevin Owens, but we kind of just did a bit of a SmackDown recap of all the big things that happened along with talking about Kevin Owens. I like that there was a podcast that came out with Kevin Owens with what looked like a child, and they were talking to Kevin Owens about the news being leaked out that he was hurt and the match is going to have to be canceled. And Kevin was, you could tell he's pretty pissed off that people that
didn't leak out.
Yeah, it was Kevin Owens straight up said people that didn't need to know this information in some department in WWE obviously got information and leaked it out. And that's how these reports came out, that it went out, and he was really bummed and upset. And I'm sure he knows that that's the world he's working in and living in the wrestling world. There's always leaks to dirties and whatever it is, but he was still pretty pissed off that it happened. So I'm very curious to kind of see, I don't think we will find out, but if that trail kind of gets back to wherever the leak was. Because for a while here, WWE's been doing a pretty decent job of not letting big stuff out and not letting big things out, like John Cena coming back and being a heel and all that stuff. So
I think they should start leaking fake shit to different departments, and whichever gets out, then you know which department it is, and then you fire them all.
I'd love to see it.
They won't do that.
They should.
I've said this on this show before. I think I've said it to you guys privately. I said it to myself all the time. I want to know from beginning to end how it truly works. Like I'm going to use Dave Meltzer as an example. Does Dave Meltzer pay an AEW employee to leak private information so he can put it in his newsletter?
If he does, he should pay him some more to get some shit that's true.
But you know what I mean? Like outside of just like trying to be in with Sean Ross Sapp, what's the incentive of leaking things out? It makes no sense to me. So there has to be some sort of financial payoff for these people that are leaking things out on a weekly basis.
That's like you said before, like maybe they're shooting in the dark. We could do common sense stuff like that too.
And we do it all the time. And we're right up there with Uncle Dave 90% of the time when we just use common sense and logic on how we think a storyline or a match might go. So it can't be that hard. We should be the hottest thing in the dirties right now, fellas.
We're not. Oh yeah. No, we got some pretty negative takes, I've heard.
That's true. That's true. Anyway,
pretty hurtful things are said on this.
Let's get back to
maybe we should switch it positive with some local pro wrestling.
You know what? We could try.
Let's get back on track.
Some local. Yeah, because we started all off track here. So let's try stick to the one time we actually have a plan for the show and it fucking derails in 5 seconds.
Let's get off the ass crack and get back on track. Let's do it.
I also blame Scott.
All right.
Maybe we should ban him again.
He's banned. What do you mean again? He is still banned.
Purple ban. That's not true at all.
It is.
But you know what? What's not banned is Reaper Wrestling.
Hey, definitely not banned.
They are coming to Moose Jaw for their debut show, which is on May 16th. Doors open at 6. The show starts at 7. You can buy tickets at reaperwrestling.com. There are, last time I looked, there were there few reserved seats left. So if you want a seat, you better hurry up. And you also can get general admission or reaperwrestling.com or in person at CEO Fit Supplement Sales, located in the Hustle Culture Gym, which is a place that Scotty and I will never step foot. So go buy some tickets.
So
Scotty's catching shrapnel there for no reason.
Great job. So
I'd go to that gym. I'm going to be at that gym with you guys.
Just to check.
Let's catch a workout.
I'm good. To catch some people up that maybe haven't heard past episodes or aren't in our area where we are, Reaper Wrestling is what seems to be a brand new promotion coming out of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, and their first show, May 16th, everything that Tom read down is great and factual, and it was a very good read, but there's some big names that are coming to Reaper Wrestling that they have signed.
Oh yeah. So I'm going to start with the names that perhaps the people outside of Saskatchewan aren't familiar with and build up to the big names, because that's what we do. So the first match the Saskatchewan fans will be familiar with versus D'Angelo. I'm not familiar with D'Angelo, but
like D'Angelo of like Untitled fame, that music video where he's just naked.
I am the wrong person to be asking about music videos.
You don't know that D'Angelo video? I'll find a link for you. Keep going.
I was gonna say naked, I'm interested. Cody Deaner of TNA fame facing Tyler Turver, who is a name I'm familiar with out of Ontario. He's in a tag team, and I didn't do my research, so I can't remember the name of the tag team, but I have seen them before, and they're very good.
Is he a garbage daddy?
He is not a garbage daddy. I'd love if the garbage daddies came.
Oh,
Pay attention, Reaper. We're giving you gold here, pal.
Jesse Bieber versus Michael Allen Richard Clark.
Damn.
Oh, nice.
Most Canadian fans will be familiar with. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, in all my time watching wrestling, I've never actually seen him live. So
he's good.
You've never seen Michael Allen Richard Clark live?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Wow, you are missing out. That guy can fucking go.
I'm looking forward to it.
Dude, do you like push-ups? Because he's got them, and he will do them.
I mean, I don't like doing them, but if somebody wants to, I'll watch people do them. That's
he's going to do them. We're not going to fucking do them. Michael Allen Richard Clark will do them.
I may do them. I may do them.
If I do a push-up, my stomach would still be on the floor. We then have Jody Fret of TNA, current TNA. She's not a champion anymore. No. They lost the titles. But she is facing Zoe Sagar in a technically TNA versus WWE match here in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. So that'll be fun.
Love that. Love that.
We also have Frankie Kazarian is appearing. Obviously, all wrestling fans should know who Frankie Kazarian is. His match is not actually announced yet, so I'm looking forward to see who he's in there with.
But he could be the TNA World Champion by the time this show comes.
He could be the TNA Champion by the time they come, and if he is, you better bring that fucking belt.
Oh, yeah, you got to travel with the belt.
So, Reaper, if he doesn't bring that belt, I'm going to blame you.
Yep.
I am assuming Frankie is going to be facing Sean Moore from CWE.
Nice.
Who Sean Moore is the trainer at the school that Reaper is starting. Also, we've all said on this podcast before what a talent that Sean Moore is. Mm-hmm. So
love Sean Moore.
To get to see him wrestle more and against these big names, I'm all for it. So I'm really looking forward to having some more local wrestling in Saskatchewan. And it's a really good excuse to go to Deja Vu in Moose Jaw for the best chicken ever.
We're feasting.
So people traveling
on great wrestling and chicken.
People traveling from Regina to Moose Jaw for the wrestling. You might as well go to Deja Vu as well.
Just don't go at the same time as us, because we don't want to be that chicken busy.
Left. And if if Deja Vu are happening to listen to our podcast, we like chicken, so give us extra.
Oh, and. Man. And if you drop the ball on that Deja Vu, if Moose's got a Wendy's, don't worry, we'll haul at you.
We'll switch to Wendy's.
Wendy shows us mad love. Jeff Scotty.
Yeah, they do.
We're big Wendy's fans also.
Look, when they get the order right, I'm a huge Wendy's fan. Love Wendy's, but...
Get my man some great Sprite. It's a drive-thru.
Exactly, yeah.
Reaper Wrestling May 16th.
Very excited for that road trip with you fellas to check out a brand new promotion with some big names. The venue looks cool just from the seat map that we've seen. We got some nice seats. We're doing all right. It'll be a fun show.
There's also a little teaser video out of a video of the inside of the venue, and I think it looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of production value gone into this with a little entranceway and lots of lights, and it looks like it's going to be fucking cool.
You got to make it pop.
And on the second show for Reaper, they've already also announced two talents that I'm really looking forward to seeing, because they're talents I never thought I'd get to see live, especially in Saskatchewan. So one of them is the Kick Demon, Janai Kai, who has wrestled in GCW. She is a absolute beast. And I'm looking forward to her kicking people in the face.
Nice.
I love seeing that.
And the other is Bozilla from Marigold in Japan. She is a German talent. And for those who haven't seen her, this comparison is going to make no sense, but it also is perfect. She is a cross between Awesome Kong and Megan Bain.
Yeah.
She is a big old bruiser of a wrestler, but she's big and muscly, kind of like Jordan Grace used to be, but she moves and wrestles like Megan Bain, and
she's jacked. She looks great.
Also, just while we're talking about her, at Joey Janela Spring Break this year, the biggest indie show of the year, It is Megan Bain versus Bozilla. This is a women's match that wrestling fans have wanted for a very long time. So I'm looking forward
to it. They actually booked it.
It's happening. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At Janela's show, it's booked.
Nice. I saw them kind of tweeting back and forth a week or so ago about how the match has never happened and they both won it. I didn't know that there was a payoff. So
yeah, no, it's booked.
You gotta stop.
Scott, you're making it really fucking hard to get through that.
I know.
Sorry.
Just, we blame Scott for everything.
I'm the guy that's gonna edit it too. If you miss anything that Tom just mentioned, you can hit up Reaper Wrestling on the socials at Reaper Wrestling. You'll find all the details there. You can get your tickets through the information through there as well. Let's sell this place out because they're bringing big names to our very small local area. And if we want them to keep coming back, we got to sell it out. So let's sell it out and have a blast. Have some fun. Go to watch wrestling. Cheer, boo, have fun. That's what we're here to do. So
I know that the team at Reaper Wrestling have put a lot of fucking effort into this. So we should reward them with a sold out first show.
I'm curious about merch. I'm curious to see what kind of t-shirts that Reaper's going to be putting
they've
out.
Got some. There's a couple of t-shirts that they've put on their Instagram and they look fucking sweet.
And I think they have some sort of deal with Jeff Hardy too when it comes to merchandise. Yeah. So again, you'll see all that on their socials at Reaper Wrestling. So go check it out and make sure you get your tickets. Let's sell a joint out and have a loud and rowdy time at the local pro wrestling matches.
Because if you're not loud, we will be. And that's
we're going to have fun. Great. So yeah, we're going to go have a blast. That's what we do. There you go. A little bit of local content here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Guys, it's WrestleMania season. We're less than 2 weeks away from WrestleMania. WrestleMania is next week. The reason I say it's WrestleMania season is because all the wrestling is happening. And AEW Dynamite or AEW Dynasty was last weekend. And that show had some big high spots. They had some great moments. Tom has sought out a few matches. And he was very impressed with what he saw.
Oh, yeah. So I only watched two matches on the show. One of them was Toni Storm and Megan Bain.
Nice.
Because if Megan Bain is wrestling, I'm interested in watching it.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
I'm interested in watching her wrestle. I'm not. You're interested in
what? It can't be both? It can't be both?
I don't think so.
It can't be both?
I don't think so.
Unbelievable. How you paint this picture of us on the podcast.
I think you're the one painting pictures.
Wait, which one of us was watching Monday Night Raw nude? Because it wasn't me and Mike.
Now that's a picture that nobody needs painting. We can't afford the therapy for our listeners.
It's all right. Free codes getting sent out for the Reaper Wrestling Show. More details to come.
Tony and Megan put on a fantastic match. I did not like the finish. Like most people, I thought Megan should have got the belt. Like, if you're going to build her up that strong, build her up to the point where she gets the belt.
Disappoint everyone until she eventually has to go to the Fed. A winning formula over there, let me tell you.
As much as I'd love to see her in WWE, I think they would tone her down too much.
Think so?
I think so. I don't think they'd let the Megasys gimmick live as much as it needs to get over.
I think they
love something like the Megasys gimmick. That works.
It works.
That's a grand old entrance.
It works until they book her to lose to Katana Chance, which they would.
I think Vince would. But let's look at kind of like the recent history. Jordynne Grace, pretty much untouched since she's come over from TNA. Julia, pretty much untouched since she's come over from New Japan and Stardom.
Marigold.
Stephanie McCour, same thing, pretty much untouched. Sean and Hunter have let, especially these women's wrestlers who are over with their gimmicks, get over and work to get over in NXT and WWE right now. So I think there is a chance, but I do see your point where I could see them nerfing it a little bit because I don't, maybe you're stepping on Charlotte's gimmick or something like that. I don't
exactly
know, but
I'd love to see it as long as they didn't fuck with her. The German suplex spot off the top rope was brutal. Megan ate that on her face. It was a very good match with a disappointing finish. I won't make the joke I was going to make. I'll be nice.
May as well let it fly in this episode.
Can I real quick just ask you about the finish? Because I haven't seen a clip or anything of it. I just know it was a roll up, correct?
Yeah. Small package.
Okay.
Same thing.
That sounds like a personal attack, but I'll just keep going.
No, I told you I wasn't going to make the joke.
So a lot of times we see in wrestling where it's the shocking moment of the roll up, the small package to beat someone. Damian Priest did it to Drew McIntyre in the Elimination Chamber last month, and it seemed to fit and be okay and fine. For a lot of people, don't like the way that this one was done. Is it because just strictly because Megan has been built up so much that she lost on a roll up, or that it just didn't fit the match? Or
personally, I don't think they should have had Megan lose yet.
Okay.
I think they should have steamrolled her through pretty much everybody. If it was the other way around and Tony was the up-and-coming star, Megan was the champion, she won the title on a roll-up, I would have been absolutely fine with it. But I think it's just because they're trying to build up Megan to be their big new heel and they have her lose on her first pay-per-view.
That's fair. I get it. You watched another match?
I did. And this, anyone who has listened or follows me on Twitter should be of no surprise that this is one of the matches I watched.
Jericho versus Bandido. He loved it. It was his match of the night, maybe even match of the year, is what I'm hearing from UK Tom.
I Twitter watched that match and it made me mad. So the match I actually watched was Kenny Omega versus Ricochet versus my favorite Speedball Mike Bailey. And I had high hopes for this match anyway because of the talent that was in it. And my God, did they surpass it. Utterly fantastic match, which I think everybody should try and watch, especially if you're not familiar with Mike Bailey.
So
watch that match. I will watch that match.
I agree.
Great.
When we're getting this match, and I'm not, but when I make this comparison, I'm not saying that it's in a bad way, but when we see like a high spot style Will Ospreay match, is that the kind of match where we got with this triple threat where there's not a ton of selling? It's a lot of high spots, a lot of speed, not really any lulls. It's just go, go, go.
There was a lot of speed, a lot of go, 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 but they also sold where they had to.
Okay.
Because a lot of people, I don't think Kenny Omega gets enough credit for his selling because he doesn't do it that often. Mike Bailey is fantastic at it. And I actually think Ricochet is on the run of his career right now.
I agree.
I never thought Ricochet would work as a heel just because of the flashy shit that he does. And he's fantastic.
I agree. He's the perfect. He's the perfect, like, cocky but chicken shit type heel, and it's working. It's getting over. It just adds to that weird trend of if you come from the Fed into AEW and you're a babyface, you're going to be a heel. Like, they're going to make you a heel because that's just the dynamic right now. Not saying that's a bad thing at all, because it's working for a lot of former WWE guys in AEW.
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of them.
I could
worked them right out of the company. Working.
I could do without the bold jokes, though. Leave those alone.
Yeah, that's insensitive in 2025. It's a little insensitive.
Yeah, jeez. I think that should be a protected characteristics that you're not allowed to make a joke about anymore.
I agree.
This may be the best episode of the year.
It's pretty fun. It's been a pretty fun show. Let us know what you guys thought of Dynasty this past Sunday at In My House Pod on the socials.
There's like 40 fucking matches. Lot for you to break down for me. Please fill me in. You know what? A social media breakdown may be what I need.
I am very intrigued by a couple things that are coming out of that. FTR's heel turn on Adam Copeland. I'm not calling him Cope. On Adam Copeland,
yeah,
was very well done. And FTR's heels are, they're fantastic. They're great baby faces, but they are amazing heels. So very curious to see where that goes. I'm curious to see when we finally get Kenny versus Okada in AEW, because they're obviously building to that. And I'm curious to see how things are going to unfold when it comes to the Young Bucks return.
That's right. UK Tom's favorites are back. Ah, shit. I got to watch Dynasty. The Young Bucks are back.
You are so lucky my mic was muted then. Otherwise, we would have be having to edit out words.
No, he's already got 20 minutes worth of editing to do.
It's going
to
be a battle. It's going to be a battle today.
I think you should just put it out unedited.
Yeah, I got to make sure I didn't make any Jey Uso jokes.
Speaking of Jey Uso, he had a confrontation on Monday Night Raw with Gunther. Last week, you saw it. We talked about it on the podcast. The decimation of Jimmy Uso by Gunther.
Beautiful. It's a work of art.
Unbelievable stuff. It was great. So this week we get Gunther out in the ring. Jey Uso comes down from the crowd, but he's in all black. He's not yeeting with friends and family and kids in the crowd. He's just walking very stoically to the ring. And he cuts a promo. A very, very good promo saying, I blame myself. Jimmy's out. I had to explain to my mom what happened, and this is my fault. While I had to watch you rip my brother apart, bust him open from ear to ear. Now he's in the hospital with stitches. That was weird. And then you hear this.
Oh, no. Not stitches.
So, but then you get this like long promo of basically, you need Gunther, you need to pray, but not for yourself, not for your family. You need to pray for me, because I'm about to become a very dangerous man and take that title off of you. I like where they were trying to go with the promo. It was pretty long-winded for my take from what was a very, I felt pretty fast fast-paced Monday Night Raw. I liked the promo. It was a touch long-winded. Could have tightened it up a little bit. Gunther sold everything perfectly. His facials and his reactions, the way he was looking somewhat concerned of like, oh no, I might have went too far. It helps this build, helps this promo going into WrestleMania. I'm still very excited for this match. Guys, what did you think of the show?
I like the promo because, again, I said this last week, it went in a different direction than I thought it was going to do. And I like it when they do that. The one thing I didn't like, and you know when he kept saying, I'm not afraid anymore? It made me think of Home Alone when Macaulay Culkin leaves the house. I'm not afraid anymore! Shut up, Jay. In fact, I think I tweeted out the GIF. It was all I could think of. So that kind of ruined the serious promo for me because I was thinking about a Christmas movie.
Okay. They were bad people.
I liked the promo. I still think at WrestleMania we need color from Gunther. Jey Uso needs to get that back.
Agreed.
I'm still looking forward to the match way more than I was before Gunther killed Jimmy last week.
I hope Gunther kills Jey at WrestleMania.
I hope so too.
And then Rikishi comes out. I hope he gets murdered as well. bring out the whole bloodline. Gunther's going to go and beat them all.
Awesome. Awesome.
But the promo wasn't bad. I did watch that promo. The English language was more commanded during that promo.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a big win for me.
He did a very good job.
He did a good job. He did about as good of a job as Jey Uso is going to do in that situation.
Yeah. Sorry, I got loose with my words there. It was a good job. Not a very good job, but it was a good job. before we run out of time here, Tom, you had an idea. A fun little WrestleMania game for the In My House podcast crew. What do you got there, Tom?
I thought it had been a bit of a you fucking dick.
What
have you got there?
Hey, what have you got there? He didn't lisp when he said it. We respect that too much on the show.
I think it's been a while since we did one of our funny list games. So
did
I thought
you say lisp games or list games?
Well, I've got both, so pick.
Because I only do one.
I do both, so I'll carry.
Sorry, go ahead.
Everyone's best Cody Rhodes impression. Go.
We each take three WrestleMania matches that we think the wrong person won. So basically, we take three WrestleMania matches and we flip the winners.
Okay. I like this.
How do we want to do this?
I'm going to go first. Or... I'm going to go first. I got my three. Okay. And I'm going to go
around. I also have my three.
Me too. I'm real interested to see if any of ours are the same.
Okay.
I think Scott and I may have overlap.
Probably. We probably do. My first one is, I believe it's WrestleMania 21. Sorry, I'm going off of memory. JBL versus John Cena, where John Cena first won the WWE championship.
Interesting.
I think they could have flip-flopped it and had JBL win that night, like a dirty chicken shit heel, and then drop it either on a SmackDown to make it more of a surprise, or just, I think Backlash was the next pay-per-view. I think they could have done that. My second one is WrestleMania 30, Bray Wyatt versus John Cena. I think Bray Wyatt should have won that match.
It's on my list. I also think Bray Wyatt should have won that match.
I understand why John Cena has won that match, because a lot of blow-offs for the babyfaces are at WrestleMania. But knowing what we know with how WrestleMania went, I think Bray could have taken a heel victory and a payoff could have been done later on. My third one, WrestleMania 31, Rusev versus John Cena.
Oh, the best entrances of all time. It's not on my list. It's not on my list, but that entrance is.
Basically the same reason
anytime
for 30.
John Cena.
I'm just.
There you go. You just took three John Cena wins away.
Sure fucking did. Because I know what's going to happen at this year's WrestleMania, and I'm going to add that to the fucking list too. Anyway, that's my list. Go ahead.
Oh, that's a great list. Well, since one of mine are already off the board, and that's Bray versus Cena. I do think Bray really needed that win there. I have Edge versus Finn Balor at WrestleMania 39. Imagine a world where Finn Balor actually beat Edge and wasn't a fucking loser. The whole trajectory of Finn Balor could have just been different. But nope, had to give Edge that win that he did not need at all, especially against the demon Finn Balor.
Did not.
And I think AJ Styles should have beat Jericho at WrestleMania 32.
Oh, that's a great call. I just
but I also
that
know it's the Vince booking of like, welcome to the company, kid. You're going to lay down. And I think that mentality was always bad, especially with how hot AJ was.
Yeah, agreed.
Agreed. Agreed.
Okay, well, nobody said any of mine, so I'm
really
kind of stunned.
WrestleMania 4. Fucking deep cuts with DJ Tom.
The Junkyard Dog and Hercules Hernandez.
Oh my god, that match would have been a fucking stinker.
Alright, here we go.
My first is Booker T versus Triple H from WrestleMania 19.
Yeah,
Booker
great
T
call.
On the belt.
Great call. the hell?
My next one from WrestleMania 39, so fairly recent, Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio. Dominic should have won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my first one, I've got a couple of choices I can do with this. I can either change the result or change the participants.
I think I know
so
where you're going with
I
this
don't
one.
Think. I don't think Brock Lesnar should have ended the streak.
Well, yeah, that's the end all debate. I do think it should be the Beast.
So we can either have The Undertaker beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30 and then lose to Bray Wyatt the next year, or replace Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30 with Bray Wyatt and then have The Undertaker Brock Lesnar at 31. Either way, Bray should have broken the streak, not Brock. In a world where Bray Wyatt doesn't decide he doesn't need to wear his defibrillator later, and like as long as Bray Wyatt was still here, he could have broken the streak.
Now,
like don't die.
Yeah,
Brock should have beat him at 30. There should have been no Taker Bray at 31, and I should have got Taker versus Sting, clean slate at WrestleMania 32.
It should have happened.
It's what I should have fucking got. But life's unfair.
So it's very shocking that none of us said Sting should have won at WrestleMania 31 over Triple H.
Or ever of any match in WWE.
Sting's 0-2. Because that fucking match, it should never have been Sting and Triple H.
Agreed.
0-2.
Agreed.
Never forget.
I thought for sure you guys were going Sting and Triple H, so I left it off my list. No. But I think this game should be called the Sting Memorial, whatever you want to fucking call it, because that is one of the most egregious ones. But like Mike had said before, that's Vince booking. Welcome to the show. You're going to lose at your first WrestleMania.
Yeah, fuck you. It took you this long to come here.
Speaking of memorials, Braun Breaker killing Carlito on Raw was amazing.
Jesus.
Awesome. Always impressed that Carlito's still getting the paycheck, man. I have never seen a guy not earn any ounce of screen time ever and get paid probably decently. But yeah, that spear was awesome.
He earned his fucking paycheck from that spear.
He's on TV every week, just in the background of Judgment Day shit, but he's on TV every week. It's great.
We got 2 minutes. My raw take. Monday Night Mike, raw take. WrestleMania, Paul Heyman's going to align with Seth Rollins, right? That's going to be the thing now?
No.
You don't think so?
Not a chance.
I mean, as much as I don't want it to be, but I think that's going to happen.
If it means I don't have to hear Seth Rollins cut a promo, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it too, I'm just like probably a guy who can use the most help with it.
Yeah.
But I think he's on the inner workings of both. But I do want to see the feud between I talked about before of it be Punk and Roman leading up to SummerSlam. I much too. Prefer that.
I would love that. Love that. Hey, that was
but
a great
Seth's still winning. I'm still booking Seth.
Seth wins. I don't think that Heyman's joining him. I think we're going to get something else that we'll talk about on our WrestleMania preview show next week, fellas. Next week, we get to preview WrestleMania.
I better make some picks.
Yeah, we're going to get our picks in. I don't know if it'll be a Megasode. We might save the Megasode for after WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
So be prepared for that.
We love emergency pods. Who knows? It could be a Wednesday fucking evening. You never know when something pops off. Those guys put the bat signal up and I'm there.
You just need something to piss me off and there'll be an emergency pod.
Yeah.
We're going to get out of here, guys. This has been a lot of fun. Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod. That is Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Blue Sky.
What the fuck is Blue Sky?
For UK Tom, Monday Night Mike, I'm Scotty Dia. This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome to